Treasured viewers, hello and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today we continue our feature on the Whitehall, Montana-based Sage Mountain Center, a splendid eco-friendly learning facility nestled amongst 36 hectares of forest. The picturesque state of Montana is located in the western United States and shares a border with Canada. The Sage Mountain Center was founded by the husband and wife team of Christopher Borton and Linda Welsh, who arrived in the state over 20 years ago with the dream of establishing a place to promote public awareness of issues regarding sustainability and healthy living. The young couple aspired to coexist harmoniously with the surrounding land and looked to nature as their teacher and guide. They quickly set out to erect their original living quarters, Tilting Tree Cottage, using green construction materials such as cordwood masonry and straw bale insulation. Today, the Sage Mountain Center is comprised of a series of handsomely built eco-buildings and a bountiful organic garden. To harvest the abundant Montana sunshine and wind, Sage Mountain uses solar electric panels and a wind generator. The facility hosts sustainable living workshops, yoga classes, seminars on generating green energy, and offers free guided tours. The center also promotes the vegan lifestyle. Let's now return to the Sage Mountain Center as we continue on our tour with the warm-hearted and knowledgeable Linda Welsh, who introduces us to the site's largest building, the Main House. The energy hub of the center and a hive of activity, the Main House is also the residence of the founders.
So this is the Main House here at Sage Mountain Center. And in this building, you'll see all of the things that were successful in the previous efforts repeated. So again, we're facing south. We have a lot of glass on the south. I think the recommendation is 40 to 75% glass on the south for maximum solar gain. We have concrete floor with in-floor radiant heat, which is a very efficient way to heat.
What does that mean, in-floor radiant?
We have pipes in the concrete, and hot water is circulated in those pipes, and it heats the floor. So it keeps the heat kind of where your body is, kind of low in the room. And you don't have a lot of hot air blowing, and it's clean. It's good for people with allergies. You can see we built a little wall around the wood stove as a way to create more thermal mass. We want this concrete wall to absorb some of the heat that the wood stove is putting out. And we've also tried to minimize on our material use by making the foundation actually the finished floor. And we did that upstairs as well, where the structural floor is also the finished floor, just as a way to minimize on materials. One of the things that we do in this country that's so environmentally impactful is the way we build our homes. It's very energy intense. Mm-hmm. So anytime we can A, make our homes a little bit smaller, and B, use materials that are not so energy intense to create, then we're saving. We're saving power.
An important aspect of green living promoted at the Sage Mountain Center is reducing energy use in the home. By utilizing electricity efficiently, we can continue to enjoy the benefits of modern technology, but at a fraction of the financial and environmental cost.
Lots of houses have a lot of phantom loads, and that's appliances that are drawing power even when they're off.
Actually,
so
yes.
Anything with a digital clock is drawing power even when it's off. Anything with a little black box, a little transformer, is drawing power even when it's off. So you just by eliminating phantom loads, you can reduce your power consumption by like 10%. So in this home, we have some switches. So if we want to use the dishwasher, we flip this switch. And we have switches for that side of the kitchen and this side of the kitchen. So when we're done in here, we can turn everything off. And we know there's nothing leaking out. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we've tried to do is use a lot of sun tubes. Sun tubes are kind of like skylights, but they're a little more efficient because there's less opening to the elements. This tube is kind of interesting because it's connected to like a reflective slinky that is allowing us to exit it in a place in the roof that doesn't go through the middle of the bedroom that's above us. But just with this sun tube, it's illuminating our workspace, and very rarely do we have to, even in the evening, turn a light on in the kitchen. So that's another way to passively invite light into dark places in your home without having to turn on a light.
Last week, we viewed the solar electric panels and wind generator that harness the plentiful sunshine and wind at the Sage Mountain Center. The power room in the main house features a battery bank, which has the important job of supplying electricity throughout all the buildings.
Let me show you the power room, and you can see some of the innards of this. So we talked about the fact that a standalone solar electric system has four different components, and you saw the wind generator and the solar generator, or the photovoltaic, the PV panels outside. This is the battery bank. This is an absorbed glass mat battery bank. This is the inverter or converter that changes the energy that's stored in these batteries to alternating current. A lot of people imagine that a place this size would have acres and acres of batteries. Mm-hmm. But this battery bank is the entire battery bank. All of our storage capacity is here, and all of the buildings are powered by this battery bank alone. And this inverter pushes the power to the different places.
Being vegan themselves, Linda and Christopher understand the immense benefits that flow from society moving to the healthy plant-based diet as it creates a sustainable planet. Therefore, it has always been important to them to introduce the vegan lifestyle to others at the Sage Mountain Center.
One of the things that we're trying to do is eat more locally. So one of the things that we're basing our diet around here is a living foods or natural foods. It's a cooperative of farmers that grow phenomenal lentils and grains and kamut, and we're trying to base our diet around that and then supplement that with what we can grow. So not only is eating lower on the food chain, not eating animals, having a plant-based diet very impactful in terms of energy. It's very impactful in terms of the environment, in terms of methane production from cows and the pollution associated, polluted water associated with the whole industry of meat making. But it's also really impactful morally, because I think when you have animals who are unable to express themselves in a natural way, like a chicken unable to scratch and peck, and a pig unable to root, I think you're interfering morally with the sentient life of that creature. So being a vegetarian is very wonderful for us to have that opportunity to express our values, to become more localized in our food consumption, to have a less contaminated food product. I think when when you're eating meat, there's lots of contamination that gets consolidated in that meat. So there's health reasons, there's ecological reasons, there's economic reasons. And it's a great practice for us to have the opportunity to do that in this place.
Let's now visit the beautifully arranged organic garden, which provides the center with nutritious homegrown produce. Living in the mountains of Montana means a very short growing season, yet Christopher and Linda have achieved wonderful success in raising a variety of healthy herbs and vegetables.
Here we are in the garden. This is a little a perennial herb spiral that we've been harvesting. Hopefully we'll be able to make beautiful soups. There's thyme and rosemary and parsley and lemon balm and mint and sage, oregano. We're learning from year to year what can overwinter. So there's really a big learning curve and we're taking a lot of notes. We have a lot of success with kale. So we grew about 5 or 6 different kinds of kale, which tends to get sweeter as it gets colder. It's a wonderful plant and one that we really appreciate here. We have a perennial garden with things that hopefully will grow year after year, raspberries, asparagus, artichokes, and garlic. And then we have our raised bed garden. We have raised beds in order to plant really densely. You can see the little hoop system. It creates a little covered wagon. We can't plant stuff till June. And it still snows in June. And so we cover everything. And that allows us to not lose things early on. And then in the fall, we can cover things as well. Or if we hear that there's a storm coming, we can cover things up. So it allows us to basically to moderate the temperature and the storms a little bit. This is going to be our greenhouse, which we're really excited about. And it's in progress. It'll be a straw bale greenhouse. And in this application, we'll be using a solar thermal panel circulating that glycol in a gravel floor. So we're hoping that just passively, without having to run out here and stoke up a fire or have a, you know, a propane type burner, that we can create a warmer space with that circulating glycol, just with the light and heat of the sun.
There is indeed much to be learned about implementing sustainable living best practices. And thanks to the tireless work of Linda and Christopher, many people have and will continue to gain invaluable experience through visiting the Sage Mountain Center in Whitehall, Montana, USA. Our gratitude and respect, Linda Welsh and Christopher Borton, as well as the working team at the Sage Mountain Center, for all your years of dedicatedly building and running such a wonderful model home and learning center. We wish you all continued joy and success for many years to come and beyond. For more details on the Sage Mountain Center, please visit www.sagemountain.org. Thank you, enlightened viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May God's love and grace be with you and your family always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.